Good morning. Our question today is, can instead of a son, can a daughter of somebody who is in the year of Avelu say Kaddish in Shul for her parents? So that is our question of the day. And as it relates, of course, to the topic we've been learning for quite a while, Kol B'Ish Erevor or non-Kol B'Ish Ereva. So we're going to start with the Ber Hetev, who brings in the name of the Tshuvas Knesses Yechezkel, who says that a daughter does not say Kaddish in Shul, Vimrotzim Lasos LaMinyan, if they want to make a minyan, a separate minyan outside a Shul, and there, together with that minyan, she would say Kaddish Harishus B'Adam. That is permissible, but not in Shul. That's the opinion of the Ber Hetev. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It seems like it's not something fundamental to Kaddish, because a daughter can say Kaddish, just have a separate minyan outside of Shul, not in the minyan in Shul. Now, the Mata Ephraim disagrees. He's actually more machmir, and he says when it comes to a daughter saying Kaddish, yesh limcho shelo lasos chein, that people should stand up and say this should not be done. And even if she is not married yet, a daughter should not be saying Kaddish. And he says this applies not only in Shul, but outside of Shul as well. So the Mata Ephraim is more machmir, a daughter should not be saying Kaddish. A son says Kaddish, not a daughter. So what should she do if she wants to do a merit, have something meritorious in the name of her parent, her mother or father? So he says that she should be very careful at the time of davening, whether she is attending, she should attend the minyan, whether it be in shul or outside of shul, to pay close attention to the saying of the Kaddishes. She should say amen with a lot of kavana, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu will count it as if she's saying the full Kaddish. It will be a situation that, the situation that the Mata Ephraim was talking about there is that before the father passed away, he actually commanded that they should get together a minyan together in his house, and they should learn together, and that the daughter should say Kaddish. So in response to that, the Mata Ephraim was saying, oh, daughter should not say Kaddish, whether in Shul or outside of Shul, but she can respond. And if she responds, it's as if she is fulfilling the father's will. So she shouldn't be the initiator, the person saying Kaddish, but when somebody's saying Kaddish, she should pay close attention, and she should answer accordingly. So there we have it. We have a machlokas between the Ber Hetev on the one hand and the Mata Ephraim. The Ber Hetev is more lenient, who says that a daughter can say Kaddish, but in a minyan outside of Shul. And the Mata Ephraim says, not in Shul and not outside of Shul. And in any case, the daughter should not be saying Kaddish. She can simply respond to the Kaddish. Now the Hagos Elef Lemateh, these are some comments on the Mata Ephraim. And he says as follows, even though there's not a problem of Kol B'Isha Ereva, but we have two issues going on. We have two concerns. Concern number one is if a woman is saying Kaddish, we are concerned that she may start to sing the Kaddish. She may put it to a melody. And accordingly, that refers us back to a Gemara that we learned a number of weeks ago, that the Gemara talks about when there are women who are initiating singing and men are answering responsively, that is primtsusa, that is promiscuity. The men are going to be paying close attention to her voice. So we're putting it into risk if she is saying Kaddish and they are going to be responding to her. The minion is going to be responding to the daughter's Kaddish. It could be that she's going to start singing the Kaddish or making the Kaddish sound more melodious. And accordingly, we have a concern. It's going to fit into that Gemara that it is considered pritzus. That's considered promiscuity. So that is issue number one. So Nikardin, a woman just saying the Kaddish, not Kol B'Isha Erva, but it can easily refer into Kol B'Isha Erva. And number two, the Hagos Aleph Lamata says in the name of the Chavos Ya'ir as follows, that even though there is a svara to say that there can be a benefit from a daughter saying Kaddish on behalf of a parent, Mikomakum Yeshlachu Shayadeza Yechlash Koach Haminag B'Yisrael, there's a concern that this will diminish, this will weaken the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that we have the son saying the Kaddish, not the daughter saying the Kaddish, and this will cause people to innovate in different ways that would be problematic. problematic. Accordingly, v'kevan sheyesh asif apirsum yesh limchos, because this would be a public display and a public changing of what could be viewed very much as the minhag and changing of minhagim in public, that is indeed problematic. So those are the two rationales brought down why it would be problematic for a woman to say Kaddish in shul, outside of shul. Number one, it could easily become kol b'isher. Number two, because it's a public display of the weakening of the minhagim of Klal Yisrael. So continuing the Hagos Elef Lamata says as follows: to have a true merit for the father, Tiazira Lelech Lebeis HaKnes, as we said before, she should be careful to go to the shul and respond to the Kaddish. And he brings the rationale: Gadol Ha'one Amen Yoser Me'amiz Warach, somebody who responds and is known, most famously, somebody who says Amen to a bracha, it's a greater schar than the person who is actually saying the bracha. So that would be the same when it comes to the Kaddish. If she is going to be responding to somebody else's Kaddish, she will have tremendous schar, even more schar. So there we have it. Where are we right now? That we have a machlokas between the Be'er Hetev and the Mate Efrain. The Be'er Hetev says that a woman can say Kaddish, a daughter can say it outside of shul, not in shul. The Mate Efrain says not in shul, not outside of shul. She should simply respond to somebody else's Kaddish. But despite all of that, the Tshuvas Igros Moshe says as follows: the Bechol Hadoros, in all generations, throughout the generations, Nagu Shalifamim Haisa Nichneses Isha Aniyala Beisa Medresh Lekabal Tzaka. The minhag was, when it comes to women on the men's side, that we were lenient, that sometimes a woman would come in to the Beis Medresh in order to collect tzedakah, or Avela Lomar Kaddish, or an Avela woman who is an Avelus over a parent to say Kaddish. So here we have the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein himself, saying that apparently that we can be lenient on it if his woman is simply saying the Kaddish. He seems to say that throughout the generations it was the minhag to be lenient on this. Have a wonderful day.